going to learn Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots, about five lines into the page. So the Mishnah had said, "Sachai b'mita pater af alamita," that if you're carrying a live person out on a bed, not only are you pater for carrying the live person, because achai no se'es atzmo, you're also pater for the mita itself, because the mita is tafel to the person. Says Gemara, "Lema masnisin Rabbi Nasan hivala Rabbanan." Our Mishnah seems to be like the sheet of Rabbi Nasan, and not like the sheet of the Rabbanan. D'tanya hamotzi behema chayva of l'rushas Rabbim. If a person carries out a behema chaya and or an oaf to Rosh Hashanah, bein chayim, bein shchutin, whether they're alive or whether they're shechted, chayiv. But Rabbi Nasan Omer, al shchutin chayiv, val chayim pater, shachay no se'es atzmo. That the live ones you can be pater for because they're considered to carry themselves. They make themselves lighter by adjusting their body weight, and therefore it's as if they're carrying themselves. So you see that our Mishnah is Rabbi Nasan, that we assume that a live person is no se'es atzmo. Some Rav Afil Tem Rabbanan. It could even be our mission could even be going like the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo plige Rabbanan alei de Rabbi Nasan el behem chayva ov to mishar b'ti nafshayhu. Avol adam chay de nosei esatzma afilu Rabbanan modu. Maybe the Rabbanan would only say that an animal is not nosei esatzma because the animal is constantly trying to escape. He's not trying to help you carry him. Whereas a person that trusts you that you're carrying is going to try to make it easier for you to carry him. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravad Barava Lerava, Vahadetnan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Avodah Zarah about the issue of selling a behema gasa to a guy, that ben beseira matir basus, ben beseira allows selling a horse to a guy. Vitanya, and the Braisa tells us, ben beseira matir basus, mnei shuosa ba malacha, shein chayavan lavchatas, that he's matir with a horse because the guy does malacha with the horse that even Yisraelim would not be chayav chatas for, meaning it's meant for riding, and it's not asur min haTorah to ride an animal on Shabbos, and the reason is that is because achai no se asatzmo, a live person carries himself. Vam Rabbi Yochanan ben beseira who is matir selling a horse, v'Rabbi Nasan, and Rabbi Nasan who says that you're pater for carrying a live person on Shabbos or a live thing on Shabbos, a live animal on Shabbos. Amru davar echad, they both hold that achai is no se asatzmo. It's both based on the same principle, meaning when a horse you're allowed to sell a horse because the malacha that horse does is not a real malacha. It carries a human being, and carrying a human being is not a real malacha. It's a living being. And Rabbi Nasan, who says that carrying an animal is not a real malacha, because chay no se asatzmo, they're saying the same thing. But if you're going to say that even the Rabbanan would agree that by a human being we say chay no se asatzmo, then why would you say that ben beseira and Rabbi Nasan are Amru Davar Echad, if even the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Nasan would agree that for carrying a living person, you're pater because achai no se'es atzmo. And since the horse is only the rechivas adam, it's meant to be rode on by a person, and the person is no se'es atzmo, the Rabbanan would also agree to Ben Beseira. So it must be that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nasan agree with each other, that the Rabbanan would be cholik even when it comes to a person. And therefore, we're back to our kasha, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nasan and not like the Rabbanan. So answers the Gemara, no. Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says that the heter to sell a horse follows Rabbi Nasan and not the Rabbanan, that's besus hamyuchad la'ofos. That's talking about a horse that's meant to carry birds. That Ben Beseir was matter even that, because he holds like Rabbi Nasan that hachay no se'es atzmo applies even to animals. Umika sus hamyuchad la'ofos. Is there such a thing? A horse that's meant to carry birds? In Ika Devei Vayadon, there are the horses of the that belong to the bird trappers, to the bird hunters, where they put the birds on the back of the horse, and that's what the horses are for. Am Rabbi Yochanan, mod Rabbi Nasan b'kafus. Rabbi Nasan would agree that if you have a living being that's tied down, that since it's not able to really maneuver itself, you don't say that it's no se'es atzmo. You assume that someone who carries it is chayiv. So amalei ravada b'masan labayiv, hani parsa'i. What about these parsiyim that they're wrapped in these begadim and they're not able to really walk too much or to move too much, and they're always riding different things. The command of kafisi damu, it's as if they're tied down, and nevertheless, Ben Beseira allows selling a horse, and he's not mechalik between a mechira to a regular person and a mechira to a Parsi. So you see that he holds that even the riding that's done by Parsiim, which would not be, is not asar on Shabbos, even though the Parsiim can't be nosei asatzmo. And Rabbi Yochanan says about that, that Ben Beseira, who allows selling a horse, and Rabbi Nassan, who patters carrying a balchai, both say the same thing. But if you're going to say that even Rabbi Nassan would be moda by something that's tied down, that you'd be chayiv, by a person that's tied down, that you'd be chayiv for carrying it, so then you wouldn't be allowed to sell a horse for Parsiim to ride on. So you see that he doesn't hold like Ben Beseira. So Abaye answers, really, Parsiim are included in Hachai Nosei Asatzmo. You can't compare them to someone who's tied down, because someone who's tied down is not able to walk at all. Hasam, by the Parsiim, they're not really tied down. The fact that they don't walk is not because they're unable to, but it's Ramas Ruchuhu Denakadu Lahu. It's their own gaiva that they don't walk because of. And but they have the ability to do so. Tohu Par Dashcha, because there was a maisa of a certain Parsi officer, Deratach Malka Ilave, that the king got angry at him, wanted to punish him, Virat also Parsi Bekare, and he chased him 3 parsaos by foot. The Mishnah said that if you carry a dead body on a mita, you're chayiv, and also a kazayis min ames, you're chayiv for. But Rabbi Shimon patered. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, from Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Shimon Lakish, poter hayu Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon patered carrying a mace, not only when you carry it outside where you don't need the actual thing that you're carrying it out. Even when you're taking the mace out in order to bury him, where it's a tzorich of the mace, since it's not the tzorich of the motzi, it's considered malach shein shricha legufa. Amar Rava Umod Rabbi Shimon Bimar Lachpar Bo V'Sefer Torah Likros Bo Dechayiv. Rabbi Shimon, who patters a malach shein shricha legufa, would be mod that if you carry like a shovel to dig with or a Sefer Torah to read from, that you're going to be chayiv, because that is a malach shricha legufa, meaning you need the item that you're carrying. Says Mar Pshita Di'i Hanami malach shein shricha legufa hi El malach shetzricha legufa L'Rabbi Shimon Hechem Shkachzla. Isn't that obvious? Meaning, the definition of malach shein shrichul gufa, it was where you don't need the purpose of that malacha, right? It's not for the same purpose done in the Mishkan. So normally in the Mishkan, when they would carry because they needed the item. And if you're carrying an item that you don't need, that's a malach shein shrichul gufa. But if you're carrying a shovel to use, you're carrying a sefer Torah to use, how could that possibly be malach shein shrichul gufa? That's the very definition of shrichul gufa. So what's the hava mean to assume otherwise? Says Marno, Mao de Tema, you might think that it's not considered tzricha legufa, adi ika legufo ulegufa, ukigon mar la sosotas, lachpar, v'sefer Torah lahagia, vilikros bo. So, kamash milan. I might think the malach shein tzricha legufa is only when it's not only needed by the person doing the carrying, but the item itself needs to be carried out also. So, the only case of a sefer Torah, for example, would not just be where you need to read from it, but you also need to make corrections in the Sefer Torah and read from it. You need to do something for it and for you. How shuchva dehava bidrokeres? There was a certain dead body that was lying there bibizayon in a certain city. Shara Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak la'apuke le'karmelis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak allowed carrying it out to a karmelis. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Achua de Mar Brei de Ravna. Rabbi Yochanan, the Achua of Mar Brei de Ravna, the brother of Mar Ben Ravna, said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kiman, who were you matir carrying it to a karmelis in accordance with? Rabbi Shimon must be like Rabbi Shimon, who says that carrying a dead body out your potter because it's a malach shein shrichul gufa. But emer the potter Rabbi Shimon mechiyav chatas isur drabanim yaika. Rabbi Shimon says your potter, but he doesn't say mutter. So amalei helukim dayalas bayat. I swear that you yourself would help with the carrying because it's totally mutter. Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, thinks malach shein shrichul gufa is chayiv. Demika amina l'roshus harabim l'karmelus kamina. I never suggested you'd carry the dead body out to Rosh Hashanah. I just said to carry it out to a karmelis. Gadol Kavod Abrios Shadocha Sosa Se Shabbatara. And the reason that you're allowed to do it is because since carrying to a Carmelist is only Nisr Drabbanan to begin with, and Kavod Abrios is such an important factor, the Gemara says in several places it's Docha Alosa Se Shabbatara. What it means that it's Docha Alosa Se Shabbatara is at the very least that it's Docha every Drabbanan, so it will be Docha, the Yisr Drabbanan of carrying to a Carmelist. And that's why I would hold it's Heter Gomor when it's an issue of Kavod Abrios to carry the mace out to a Carmelist. Okay, we'll stop there, and Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis.